ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಳೈ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಂ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಸಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದಾನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೆ ಗೌರ ತುಯಿಸಿ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯ ದೇವಾಯ ಗೋಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಿತಾಯ ಚ ಜಗದ್ಧಿತಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮನ್ ನಮೋ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತಿ ಗೋಪೀಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಂತೋ ರಾಧಕಂತೋ ನಮಸ್ತುತಿ ತಪ್ತ ಕಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೀ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವಿಶ್ವಾನ್ ಸುತಿದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮನ್ ನಮ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯುದ್ಧೈತ ಗದಾಧರು ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಆನಂದಲೀಳಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹೇಮಾವದಿವ್ಯೋ ಛವಿಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮರಸಪ್ರದಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಃ. I am very happy to meet you all here, devotees, Gaura Bhaktas, devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, we read Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I have one question. Close up. I am sitting so far. What's your name, please?
Rupa.
Rupa? Rupa Das. Das? Rupa Raghunath Das. Very good. You read Bhagavad Gita? Why do you read it? What is the need of reading this Bhagavad Gita, hearing this?
It is true.
How do you know it is true? You feel so. Oh, this is a feeling. It's personal feeling, isn't it? It's your personal feeling. When you feel so, do you read? If you don't feel, you won't read. I won't hear.
Well, at first, when I first started reading Bhagavad Gita, it really struck me as true, so I kept reading it. Whereas other things, it didn't really...
But this, that's all right, I can understand what you say. So what these material scientists say, are they not true? Something is true. Not totally true. Partial truth. Some truth is there. But here is 100% truth.
Yeah, this is like the simple truth. The simple truth.
Simple truth. Not complicated truth. What is simple truth and what is complicated truth? Here one thing, in fourth chapter you'll find, Lord Krishna has said, janma karmaṁ ca me divyaṁ evaṁ jovyeti tattvataḥ tyaktvā dehaṁ punar janma nayeti sammangeti arjuna. You know this verse? You are reading? Yes, you say, you feel it is truth, it struck you. You know what is meaning? जन्मकर्मं च मे दिव्यं एवं जोविति तत्त्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म न इति स मांगेति अर्जुन. नो इट्स मीनिंग, द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्स, टेल मी. Understands in tattva, what does it mean? Janma karma same divyam evam jovati tattvata. This is most significant, this tattvata. Huh? Some say, yes, Krishna was born 5,000 years ago, some is dead, he is gone, he is not now. Isn't it? Huh? One Jarasava was there, he shot an arrow, and Krishna was killed dead. So?
But if Krishna is God, and He's unlimited, then how can we understand the unlimited and truth? How can we understand the false?
Then, how do you understand it? You can't understand?
How can I understand them fully? I'm not unlimited, and Krishna is.
So you cannot understand. You say, simple truth, I understand. So it is, now you are saying it is not simple. Very difficult to understand. You speak the, your statements are contradictory. Huh?
Yeah.
Why do you give such contradictory statements? Huh? You don't know. You don't know. Krishna says, my birth and activities are transcendental, not material. Even jovati tattvata, one should understand it in tattva. That means in truth. In English we say in truth, or what is, what do you say, Maharaj? Tattva, you say in truth. Huh?
Yeah.
Then his life will be his last life here. After quitting this body, he'll go to me, he'll never come back here again. Isn't it? Huh? Never come back here again. You understand? That is tattva. Evam jovati tattvata tektvadeham punarjanma na yati sammangeti arjuna. Na abhijanati tattvena atachyabhanti te. Huh? Nabhijanati tattvena atachyavanti te. Someone cannot understand me in tattva, he will again and again fall down here. He will never enter into my kingdom. Tatamang tattvata gyantva visote tadanantaram. Isn't it? Many places you will find in Srimad Bhagavad Gita how he has said this thing. Thatamāṁ tattva-gyāntvā viśvate tadanantaraṁ. Isn't it? Viśvate means enters. Huh? After knowing me in tattva, one can enter into my kingdom. Otherwise not. You understand? This is like here, example we may give, is visa granting. Geographical boundaries are there. If you enter into another geographical boundary, so in boundary there are policies. They demand so many passport and visa is granted or not, then you are allowed to enter. Otherwise pushed back, get out. Isn't it? Huh? Here it is needed. So that is needed to enter into the spiritual kingdom. Do you understand, Rupa Raghunath Das? What is needed to enter into spiritual kingdom? Huh? Huh? Tell me.
Well, my question is, it's like, if the spiritual kingdom is all-pervading and God is compassionate, then why does He set up boundaries at all? Why are there boundaries?
Boundaries are still there. Do you understand? Dividing spiritual and material boundaries there is known as Viraja River. Isn't it? That's boundary. Huh? You understand? Boundaries are there. And Krishna says, how you can enter and what is needed for it? Yeah? You believe in Krishna? Huh? You believe in him?
Yes.
You believe? Have you seen him? Have you talked with him? Have you talked with him? Yes, he's talking to you. Oh, you are so dear to him. You see everywhere? You meet him every day? Huh?
Sundays I can meet him and Sundays I don't.
You don't meet?
No, Sundays I ignore.
Why? What's the reason? He has gone somewhere for some business?
No, I probably don't. I think it's more not that Krishna doesn't want to see me, but it's because I turn away from him that I don't see him every day.
Krishna doesn't want to see you. You want to see him. Huh? What is that? Does Krishna want to see you or you want to see him? What is that? Huh? So, Krishna wants you to be with him, but you are not with him. Huh? Huh? Why Krishna comes here? What business he has here? He has his abode there. Huh? Golok Vrindavan, spiritual kingdom, highest planet, is always engaged in Ras Leela. Is Rasa Raja, Rasika Sekhara, huh? Rasa Vaisaha. It's full of mellows, nectarian mellows. You understand? Has he any business here? This material world? Which is temporary. You understand? Which is asat, which is achit, which is niranandamaya. Bas. He and his abode is Sat-Chit Anandamaya. Huh? Is Sat, is Chit Anandamaya. But this platform or this material platform is complete opposite. Asat, Achit, Niranandamaya. Why he comes here? Has he any business? Huh? Tell me, Rupa Raghunath Das. Huh? Huh?
To bring back the souls who have come here, to bring them back to him, to attract them.
To attract them? How many are attracted here in San Diego? Have you gotten any statistics? Huh?
Well, I've got a good guess.
Why are not many attracted? You are attracted? Are you attracted? Huh? You are attracted. Why not many are attracted? If he's all attractive, it's all beautiful. Madhurjaka Nilaya Krishna. Khandarpa Koti Kamaniya Visesa Soham. Brahma Sangita says. Huh? It's all attractive, all beautiful. Cupid is beautiful in this material world. Cupid attracts everyone here. Huh? All are attracted towards Cupid. But Krishna is Vrindavanaya Prakruta Navina Madana. Huh? Vrindavani aprakrutana vino madana. Madana means cupid. Huh? He's a material cupid. Krishna is spiritual cupid. Aprakrutana madana and navino madana. Always young and fresh. Nitya navanavayamana. Do you understand? Such cupid is he. His beauty far excels the beauty of crores of cupids. Such beautiful, isn't it? Rupa Raghunath Das. You have seen him, isn't it? You say first. You said. You have seen him. You are talking with him. How does he look? Huh? How does he look? Huh?
Super charming.
Super charming. What is his form? You have seen his form? I have not seen. You are so fortunate. I need some dust from your feet. So I will be very fortunate. I will get some opportunity to see him. You are such fortunate fellow. You have seen him, you have talked with him. Huh? How does he look? He's here. He's not anywhere else. He's here only.
No, he's everywhere.
Everywhere. Do you see him everywhere? But I see Krishna is carved in three places. He is such a crooked person, he's never straight. Huh? I see him that way. You see, charming. What is that? What is your word?
Super
charming. I cannot see such thing. Such a crooked person carved not in one place, three places. Huh? Three places carved. Such a crooked person looks so beautiful. What beauty is there? Shyamo tribhanga lalitam. Huh? Niyato prakasam. Huh? Shyamo tribhanga lalitam. Tribhanga, three places carved. Huh? It's so beautiful. But when that Krishna came as Gauranga, he's straight. Straight. But Krishna, in his original form, so crooked. Do you understand him? Such a crooked person? Very difficult to understand him. Very difficult, not easy thing. Huh? You see that verse? Janma karmam ca me divyam evam jovyeti tattvata tektva deham punarjanma nayeti sammangeti Arjuna. My activities, my birth, all transcendental, not material, and knows in tattva, in truth. He is now eligible to enter into my kingdom. After quitting this body, he will enter. He will never come here again. Do you understand? If you want to go back to his kingdom, go back home, back to Godhead in the language of mind, Guru Maharaj, then you have to understand it in tattva. Huh? You understand? In tattva. This is our question. Our all these courses based on tattva vichar. We have two types of considerations. Do you understand? Know it? Huh? Two types of considerations. One is apart vichar, other is tattva vichar. In English you say apparent consideration, then absolute consideration. Two types of consideration. And our all discourses are consideration based on tattva vichar. That Krishna, you should understand in tattva. Shrudam sarvabhutanam. Krishna says this, Shrudam sarvabhutanam. I am the only well-wishing friend of all the living entities. Do you understand? All the living entities. He has no business here at all. As he is our only well-wishing friend, he comes here. Do you understand? You have forgotten Krishna. The conditioned soul has forgotten Krishna, isn't it? Huh? Krishna bhuli sehi jiva anadi vahir mukha ote maya tare deva sansaradi dukha. From time immemorial, he has forgotten Krishna. And has been suffering here in this material world. Maya has been inflicting punishment, severe punishments on him. Do you understand? But Krishna has not forgotten you. Do you understand? You have forgotten Krishna, but Krishna has not forgotten you. He says, I am the only well-wishing friend. Therefore he comes here and he manifests his leelas here. Do you understand? Transcendental leelas, pastimes. Huh? Huh? How can this conditioned souls who have forgotten Krishna understand his transcendental pastimes? Can they understand? And it is to be understood in tattva. Not in apparent way. How is it possible? Huh? Tell me. Rupa Raghunath Das. Huh? You understood? What's your name? Dharma Setu. Acha, please tell me in Dharma Setu.
By the mercy of the pure devotee of Krishna.
Huh?
By the mercy of the pure devotee of Krishna.
Oh, by the mercy of a pure devotee of Krishna, you can understand Krishna. Oh, not by the mercy of Krishna.
Same.
Same. Mercy of his pure devotee and mercy of Krishna are same. How do you know it? What Prabhupada said?
That the mercy of Krishna comes to us through his pure devotees.
Ah, mercy of Krishna comes through his pure devotees. Acha, acha, acha. That. You believe Srila Prabhupada, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? Huh? Why he doesn't believe in Prabhupada? You believe, why he doesn't believe? Huh? Some people are this. Very meager percentage of population of San Diego believe. Why others don't believe? What is that? What is the reason behind it? Huh?
Two reasons.
Yes?
People may not have heard Srila Prabhupada's teachings.
Uh-huh.
There are those who have heard.
Uh-huh.
But they don't want to. They don't want to surrender to Krishna.
They don't want. Why they don't want? Huh? You are preaching here, spreading the message of Guru and Gauranga throughout the world. This kind of society is spreading. How to say they are not heard? We are giving opportunity to one and all to hear this thing. We are speaking with microphone. Who is going in the road, he might hear. We get such opportunity. Go out in the street, we chant Hare Krishna also. Get them apart and let this transcendental sound vibration touch their ear. We get such opportunity throughout the world. Spread it, spreading, spreading, spreading. Let it ear to every ear, every ear. Why they have not heard? Huh? How do you say they have not heard? I don't believe in it. Huh? That is Maharaj. Do you believe in it? They have not heard. We are preaching throughout the world with microphones. Huh? So many festivals we are making, attracting people, so many ways, giving so many nice, tasty food also. Please come, take food. Anyhow, let it enter into their ear. Making so many arrangements. So what difficulty is there? What is the reason that they cannot put faith in it? They don't believe, they don't want? Huh? Tell me, Achi Dharma Setu Das?
Yes.
Yes, tell me. Huh?
Even after hearing, they still don't understand.
Why? That is my question. Why? What is the reason? Huh? So many years, you may count how many years are here. They are listening. Why the other years are not listening? What is the reason?
Opportunity
we are giving! Why don't you take opportunity? We are giving opportunity. My question, unto yes?
So people in ignorance, you have to hear for a longer time.
Yes. Yes, longer time, let them come. How can they hear longer time unless they come here? Or unless when we do sankirtan outside and also perform some festivals, unless they come here, how can they hear? Huh? Still in various ways, we print books, we have cassettes, so many ways we are trying to spread it. Huh? Still, why? Very meager number of persons come and hear, and why the major portions don't come? doubt here. Yes? We are not speaking about perfection. Let them come and hear. Perfection is something else. Huh? That is difficult to achieve, the supreme perfection, highest perfection. Huh? What difficulty is there coming here and hearing, taking nice prasad, nice books, nice festival, everything nice we are making. What difficulty is there? This is not the answer at all. Yes? Huh? Do you understand? Here Krishna says, Sraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparo sanjatindriya jnanam labdhva param shanti ngachirena adhigacchati. It's 439. Again 440 says, Agyasya sraddhanasya sansayatma minasyati nayam lokasti naparo nasukham sansayatmana. A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge. And having achieved, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. The next verse says, Agyasya sraddhanasya sansayatma minasyati nayam lokasti na paro na sukham sansayatmana. But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Doubting soul. They have no faith. Isn't it? Question is, answer is, they have no faith. They have doubt in it. Sansayatma. Huh? You have developed some faith, so you have come. They don't develop any faith, they don't come. Isn't it, Maharaj? It's a question. And Krishna has said that. So why is it? Why some develop faith, why the others are very minor percentage of population here develop faith, major percentage don't develop faith. That is the question. Why? What's the reason behind it? Oh, that's all right, Baba. Why are you going to that end?
Yeah, one condition is that the soul is swimming in the ocean of materialism.
Let me tell you one story, then you'll get the answer. Don't go to that end. Don't speak such philosophy here. Simple question and simple answer. Do you understand? Question is very simple, answer is very simple. Do you understand? This question, simple. Once in a village, Bhagavad Saptaha was going on. 7 day reading Bhagavatam. You understand? Bhagavad Saptaha. India, they do, and Vrindavan also find Bhagavad Saptaha, they do also. You understand? 7 day reading. But Nitya Bhagavata Seva, daily reading we have. Anyhow, so many people come to hear. In one village it was going on. Some people from neighboring village were also coming. And it's going on in this evening time from 7 to 9, 9:30, or like that. One reciter was there, he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Many are hearing, coming. Daily, regularly, 2 women were coming from the neighboring village. One was young woman, the other one was an old woman. Do you understand? One young woman and one old woman. And they were related. Mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. The young woman was daughter-in-law and old woman was mother-in-law. Regularly coming, hearing. You understand? Once that reciter recited this Bhagavata verse, Ananda Bola Hari Hari, Hari Karibe Bhagu Pari. That means in English, with pleasure chant Hari Hari Hari. Lord Hari will enable you to cross over this dreadful ocean of material existence. This is the meaning of that verse. Do you understand? So are we hearing. Those two women, ladies, were also hearing, young lady and old lady. So the young lady immediately, hearing this, started chanting, Hari, Hari, Hari. She started. Do you understand? To Prabhupada Das. Huh? When recitation was over, all went back to their residences. They went back. So on the way, there was a river. Do you understand? And there was a tidal river. Tide comes. Do you understand? Huh? When they come, there was knee-deep water. But when they go, return, tide was there. So there was neck-deep or nose-deep water. So much water had come. Do you understand? The young lady was going ahead and old lady was following her. The young lady was chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. She was chanting. Constantly chanting and going. And she crossed very easily the river and went to the other bank of the river. But the old lady was drowning in the mid-river. They were drowning. Do you understand? She couldn't cross. So much water was there. And she called, Oh, daughter-in-law, you are in the other bank. I am drowning here. Then the daughter-in-law said, why are you drowning? Why don't you say, Hari, Hari? Don't you hear? Huh? The reciter of Bhagavata says, chant Hari, Hari, that Hari will enable you to cross over such dreadful existence of material, dreadful ocean of material existence. What is this tiny river? Won't he help you to cross it over? She got angry. Are you my teacher? Are you teaching me? I am your teacher, I am your master, you are teaching me. She got angry. Do you understand? This fact. What is that? The young lady could very easily cross over, chanting Hari Hari, whereas this old lady was not chanting and was drowning. You see the result. But both of them heard. So what is the reason? That is my question. Didn't the old lady hear it? If you chant Hari Hari, then Hari will enable you to cross over this dreadful ocean. What is a tiny river? The young lady chanted and she got the result. Whereas the old lady was not chanting. This Shraddha, the question of Shraddha here. This verse is there. That I recited this verse. This question of Shraddha. What do you mean by Shraddha? Shraddha sabde viswasa kohe sudrudo nishchoy. Krishne bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Mahaprabhu says. Shraddha means sudrudo viswasa, strong faith, unflinching faith. Do you understand? Shraddha sabde viswasa kahe sudrudo nishchoy. Krishna bhakti kahele sarva karma krita hoy. If you develop Krishna bhakti, all your work, all your obligations are finished. Do you understand? Rupa Raghunath Das. Sudrudha viswasa, strong faith, unflinching faith. So this story, from this story we can understand, the young lady developed Shraddha immediately. isn't it? Started chanting and got result. Whereas the old lady couldn't develop Shraddha. Why? Why, Shastri? Why? Huh? Yes? Dharma Setu Das.
Pride?
Pride is hindrance. Yes. No Shraddha means sansaya, doubt. Isn't it, Maharaj? Sansaya atma vinasyati. He has no faith, that means he has doubt. Huh? Why? Why the old lady has doubt? A doubt and the young lady had no doubt. Why? She could develop Shraddha immediately. Why the old lady couldn't develop Shraddha? Yes? Previous life. All right. Some may say, yes, from my previous life I have no Sukriti. Then I cannot be delivered. Only those who have Sukriti, they will come. That's a fact also. That's a factor also. Bhagyavana jiva. Brahmando bhumite kono bhagyavana jiva. Guru Krishna prasade paaye. Bhakti lata visa. It says bhagyavan, fortunate. What is that? Because he has earned some sukriti. That's the question of sukriti. Still, if one has no sukriti, he'll never be delivered. He'll never inculcate. He cannot develop Shraddha into it. Huh? It's meant for one and all. If you say only those who have Sukruti, they can come and they can deliver, the others cannot, then what is that? Our Krishna is well-wishing friend of all living entities. Shrudam Sarabhutanam. And Krishna wants, you say, and Rupa Raghunath Das says, yes, Krishna wants to go back and he comes here to take us back. So how they can be? There are no Sukruti, the question of Sukruti is there. That's not the answer. Does anybody know? It's a question of simplicity and crookedness. Kapatya. Sarvata and kapatya. Sarvata, simplicity. Kapatya, duplicity. Pretentiousness, crookedness. Kapatya. The young lady was very simple-hearted. Do you understand? Simple-hearted. That was very simple. As simple as a child. Childlike simplicity, we say. And Mahādhanas have said, simplicity is Vaishnavism. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Sarvatahi Vaishnavata. Those are real Vaishnava sadhu. They are very simple. Isn't it, Maharaj? Huh? Very simple. As simple as a child. Do you understand? Very simple. Huh? But those are not simple at all. They have duplicity in their heart. Crooked persons, duplicity. They cannot come to this. Very difficult on that path, on their path to come to this path. If they come here, if they sit here, they don't hear at all. They pause as if they are hearing, but this katha is not entering into their ears. Such pretentious persons they are. Do you understand? They are just pausing, just pretending. Pretenders. They are only pretending that they are hearing, but actually they are not hearing. This katha, transcendental nectarian katha, doesn't enter into their ear, doesn't enter. Do you understand? What's your name, please? Yes? Dravida Das. Yes. Do you understand Dravida Das? This is the reason. This is the reason. This duplicity, kapatya, is a great hindrance. It's a great hindrance. Do you understand? It's a great hindrance. We say it is kutinati. 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 Do you understand? It's kapatya. This is the only reason. So he says, Agrasasudhanasasansayatmaminasyati nāyam lokasti nāparo nāsukham sansayatmana. They have doubt. They cannot put faith in the words of sadhu, sastra, guru in Krishna. They cannot put faith. They have doubt. Those who are very simple thought, they immediately put faith. You understand? And one question arises. Shall I put faith blindly? Some say. Shall I put faith blindly? Isn't it? What do you say will put faith blindly? I mean nothing. We should not consider about it. We should not contemplate. We should not deliberate on it. They say so. Isn't it? This question is also there. Yes. Yes. We say yes. If you put faith blindly on sadhu, sastra, guru, you'll get the highest result. Definitely. You'll very easily come to the path of devotion. You understand? If you doubt, if you say, I'll deliver it, I'll think up, I'll draw the conclusion, then I'm accept. That means you are such a duplicitous person, crooked person, you have no simplicity at all. No faith in the words of sadhu, sastra, guru and Krishna. See, if such persons will come here to the temple, what will they say? Oh, these people are idol worshippers. They are worshipping idols. Will they accept? Yes, Supreme Lord. Why do you say Maharaj, Dadit Maharaj? Isn't it? These are idols. Idol worshippers. But we accept. Nama rupa vigraho tino chidananda mayo tine bhedana. We have faith in it. The name of Krishna, the vigraho, the deity is installed. You understand? Vaishnava sadhu has installed deities, pran pratishtha, made pran pratishtha. This vigraha, deity form of the Lord and his own form, swarup, there are no difference. Tino chidanu, three are transcendental. Isn't it? Rupa Raghunatha says that he is talking with the Lord. He is so fortunate. A deity is talking to you, Rupa Raghunatha? Are they talking to you? Are you talking with them? Are they talking with you? Tell me! You say first, yes, I am talking. Now you are hesitating to say. Such a pretender. He's only a pretender. Rupa Raghunatha, don't be a pretender. Be straight, straight. Straightforward. Simple heart. Say simple. Simple truth. You understand? Are they talking? You are talking with them? Every day are you talking? No. Sunday. When you want. Or what is that? There was story, Sakhi Gopal story we have, isn't it? Sakhi Gopal? Gopal deity came to give witness? Isn't it? Two Brahmins, one old Brahmin and young Brahmin were making pilgrimages, visiting many places of pilgrimage, tirthas in India. At last they went to Vrindavan, went to temple of Gopal. There, the old Brahmin said, that, oh, young Brahmin, you helped me so much, you served me so much, so I could visit so many tirtha, places of pilgrimage, otherwise I couldn't have done. So I give my daughter to you in marriage. But the young Brahmin says, you are staying here, but when you go back, and will protest, your brothers will protest, your family members will protest. How are you saying this thing? No, my daughter, I'll give, will protest. You are saying this? All right. Speak this thing before Gopal, let Gopal be our witness. If required, he'll go there and give witness. Isn't it? So he made Gopal the witness. Gopal did it. So when they went back, actually, that thing happened. So much protest was there. His son protested, brother protested, wife protested. Hey! That Brahmin is a poor Brahmin and very low type of Brahmin. We are high type of Brahmin, no qualification. How can you marry our daughter now? Oh, I have given words. What words for you? Who is witness? Gopal is witness. Who is Gopal? Gopal did it. What? A stone deity. Has he life? Will he come and give witness? It's nonsense. Has deity has come anywhere? Has spoken? It's nonsense. Do you understand? So that young Brahmin, 1 month, 2 months passed, nothing was there. So he came and came. His son, brothers, they came out with this stick, danda. Hey, beat you! Get out of here! Nonsense! You gave some poisonous drugs to our father and made him mad. Now you are coming here to take our daughter in marriage? Get out! He called for gentlemen. He said, you see, this is the fact in Gopal temple, before Gopal deities, the old man said like this, now this is that. Then the gentleman said, all right, who is witness? Gopal is witness. Will he come here and give witness? Then we'll accept it. Otherwise, we won't accept it. But that young Brahmin is such a great devotee, pure devotee. He had unflinching faith. He has unflinching faith in Gopal. It must come. Pratiman hotmi sakhyata brajendranandana. He went there and asked, now it is time, Gopal, you have to go there and give it witness. Then the deity, he talked like that. Are you talking like that?
No.
Then, such a pretender, you see. Such a pretender. He says yes, then says no. This is crookedness. Be simple, Rupa Raghunatha. Don't be crooked person. Give up all this crookedness. This is great hindrance in your path of devotion. Do you understand? He said that. Now, Gopal, you have to go. Give witness. We have accepted you as witness. He thought. Then Diti says, have you ever seen? Diti has gone somewhere. What? When you are speaking, why will you not go? Pratiman hutme sakhyat brajendra nandana. You are not mere idol. You are directly son of Nanda Maharaj. Such unflinching faith. This is Shraddha. This is Shraddha. Such unflinching faith. Do you understand? Who has such unflinching faith? He very quickly, he still develops Sudha Bhakti. Pure devotion. You understand? Then Gopal did it. He said, yes, I have to go. Yes, I must go. Then he came to give witness, you see. This is Shraddha. This is Shraddha. If of I, you can see. Did he? Talk to him. Talk to him. You understand? This deity form of the Lord. Sakya Prajnananda means installed by voice, no, prana pratishtha is not, no, not liberate. It's transcendental. And this question of faith. Strong faith, unflinching faith. Do you understand? He is all powerful. He is omnipotent. Does he need anybody's help? Rupa Raghunath Das, does he need anybody's help? But he's waiting. My devotee will come, wake me up, brush my teeth, bathe me, put on dress on me, feed me. Isn't it? As if he cannot do anything. What is this? If so, he is all powerful, he is omnipotent, he doesn't need anybody's help. What is that? I'll go him and wake him up, brush his teeth, bathe him, feed him. What is this? Then, what will happen? And why we are doing here? Pujari, one who is a pujari, is so particular. Oh, it's not time for waking deities. He can sleep. Well, get up, take bath, let me go. I have to wake the deities. He's not waiting. Isn't it? Atmavatsava. Srimurtira atmavatsava. Sraddhaya shayavan. Otherwise you'll commit sevaparap. Everything will collapse. Will there be any improvement if you commit such aparat? If you have no faith? Do you understand me what I say? Isn't Maharaj? Everything will collapse. If no faith, one is pujari, it's direct service offering, direct service. Isn't it? Direct service. Offering, pujari. Very cautious, so be so careful. Yes, it's time, I must go. How can I sleep and snore here? No, I cannot sleep, I must get up. I got to take bath and go and time. Waiting for me, I must go and wake him up, brush his teeth, bathe him, dress him, ready for arati, offering arati, so must be. Up and going! This is question of faith. Isn't it sraddha? You understand? And how long can I speak? Few more minutes? That's it. Also you'll find Gopal deity lying underneath the earth so many years, hundreds of years. Madhavendra Puri's dear devotee came. So in dream he told him, "Oh, Madhavendra Puri, I have been waiting for you. Waiting for you. You have to come and exact me. I am lying underneath this earth so long years. What is this?" Do you understand? Then next morning Madhavendra Puri called all the villagers, they came, spared everything, cut up the jungle and removed that. Very nice Gopal deity came out. Madhavendra Puri installed him, performed great festival. Many people, thousands of people came and prayed. Then Gopal did so. For a long time I was there underneath the earth. My body is, blazing. Tap, blazing. Do you understand? If you go, bring some, chandan, malaya chandan, malchandan, sandalwood. And smear on my paste, smear on my body, and my body will cool down. Cool down. Do you understand? In this way, deity speaks. Do you understand? Are you speaking in this way? Such reciprocation between Radha Giridhari and yourself, Rupa Raghunath Das? Such a great pretender. great pretender, duplicitous person. Don't give up this duplicity. Do you understand? It's my request to you. Huh? If a nice devotee, become nice devotee, achieve perfection. Do you understand? This is great hindrance on this path, kāpatya. Do you understand? Kāpatya. You may be very simple, and a simple city is Vaishnavism. It becomes simple, very silly. You take it off. You put faith in Sadhu Shastra Guru, and all your doubts will be clear. You'll get their mercy and develop, make progress in this path of devotion. Otherwise, you cannot make progress. Do you understand? It is said, Sadhu Guru, Patito Pavano, Kapat Pavanoi. Do you understand me? They are deliverers of patitas, but they are not deliverers of these crooked persons. Isn't it, Maharaj? Sadhu Guru Patito Pavano, Kapat Pavanoi. Sadhu Guru Mahadana, they are deliverers of these patitas. But they are not deliverers of these crooked persons. By crookedness, by some manipulation, duplicity, or politics, one may rise himself to the post of Brahma, say, the highest post here. One may rise up to that through duplicity, manipulation, politics like this. But he cannot, he'll soon fall down, he cannot be delivered. Sadhu Guru Mahajan will never deliver them. But one is very simple. If he goes to hell, due to, as you say, shall we accept it blindly? Yes, accept it blindly. Instant, yes, accept it blindly. Put strong faith in the words of Sadhu Guru, Sadhu Shastra Guru. You understand? If by chance you commit some mistake and go to hell, still Sadhguru will go to hell to deliver you, because they are patita pāvana. That's a fact. The simplicity is Vaishnavism. And therefore, the Shraddha, Rupa Goswami says, ādau Shraddha, first requisite is Shraddha. Isn't it? Ādau Shraddha, tato sādhu saṅgo, ato bhajana kriya, tato anortha nibruti, nishthāstato, ruchistato, tathāsakti, bhāva, premābhudanchati, bhavedkrama. It's chronological, gradual development. First is Shraddha. First is Shraddha. If no Shraddha, nothing will come to you. You cannot come, you cannot touch this katha, though we make so many arrangements to spread it throughout the world, still this katha will never enter into such duplicitous, crooked persons. Do you understand? It is simple, it enters and acts. Do you understand, Bhava Siddhartha? This is only thing required. So Krishna said this thing, and simplicity is required. Give up all this duplicity and become simple. Thank you. Any question? Yes?
Krishna says to Arjuna at the end, he asks, have you understood this with your intelligence?
Yes.
And Srila Prabhupada describes how Krishna is prepared to describe the whole Bhagavad Gita again. So on one hand there's faith, on the other hand there's intelligence. We have to understand clearly. So how do you balance them? I don't quite understand.
One who has simple faith, Krishna gives them intelligence. Tesaṁ saptajuktānaṁ bhadatāṁ pritipurvakam dadāmi buddhi-yogam tam jena maṁ upajāntite. That is 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said. Krishna gives them clear intelligence, pure intelligence. Material intelligence is impure intelligence. Avisuddha buddhaya āruhya kruśrena param padantata padantyadha anādhusajmatangaya. Jyonni arabindakhye vimuktamānyas tayastabhāvād avisuddha buddhaya āruhya kruśrena param padantata padantyadha anādhusajmatangaya. 10th canto. Those who have no simplicity, they couldn't put strong faith in the words of Krishna or Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. They cannot get the pure intelligence coming from Krishna. They say, we are intelligent, we have intelligence. We'll deliberate, we'll think, we'll take up decisions. They are speculators. Do you understand? Speculators, what you say, speculators. Mano? In Uriya, Sanskrit we say? Manadharmi. Manadharmi, isn't it? Manadharmi. Manadharmi, speculators. Do you understand? One story is there, let me tell you the story. One so-called guru. So-called guru means not real guru. Is doing the business of guruship. Do you understand? Business. Guru Bebosai. Do you understand? It's a guru bruba. He had so many disciples. He used to go to the houses of his disciples, gets pranama and pranami. Putting in pocket. Pranama and pranami. Nothing else. Do you understand? So-called guru bruba. Cheating gurus. So he went to one of his disciples. Disciple came, paid obeisances, prepared nice prasad, food for guru. Guru has come and paid. Then he brought a haritaki. What you say, haritaki? In Sanskrit, you don't know. Haritaki, you know. Haritaki? Yes, yes. So they don't know haritaki, we say, Sanskrit. And then offered it to Guru. Guru, haritaki is a very nice thing according to Ayurveda. It purifies your blood and it digestive system, makes nice. It's some very good effects. And Guru says, go and just, what do you say, remove the asar, which is not needed. Remove it and the portion that is needed for me, get it to me. But that student, disciple was manodharmi, a speculator. He thinks himself very intelligent. So he removed the outer skin and he said, this is asar, this is not needed, it's outer skin. So hard seed inside, this is sar, really needed. So he gave that thing to the guru, do you understand me? But what is that? That seed is asar. That is to be thrown out. Outer skin is needed in haritaki. Do you understand me? So, but he was thinking, he was so intelligent. But not, it's impure intelligence, material intelligence, not pure intelligence. So guru became angry. You rascal, don't you know? The outer skin is needed and the inside seed is asar. That's a thrown out. You don't know this thing. I have no intelligence. Oh, all right. Please excuse me. So next day also he prepared nice food for the guru, served him. Then he brought a cardamom. All right, it's a cardamom. Then guru says, all right, now get the real thing needed and unreal asar. So then thought of the yesterday's affair. Oh, guru was angry. So outer skin is essential. Inner thing is not essential. So he gave Guru the outer skin and put seed inside of Sara. Do you understand? But Narayana Prabhu, this is material intelligence. What is that intelligence? You, with full faith, completely surrender unto Krishna, Krishna will give you right intelligence, pure intelligence. Do you understand? Yes. Krishna will protect him. He will never be cheated. I say, blind faith, putting blind faith, if you go to hell, Sadhu Guru will go to hell to deliver you. Patita pavan, not kapata pavan. All right, it is false guru, do you understand? But if he says from Sastra, as you say, one the person, the story I told you, That person was reciting, it is not a bhakta, it's just reciting. Ananda bolo hari 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 kari bhava. And he put, she put faith, young lady put faith. Do you understand? You understand? To put faith, Krishna will protect you. You will never be cheated. As for, you take the example of Jad Bharat. Huh? Jad Bharat. You understand? These Kali worshippers, the worshippers of Kali, they were in search of a human being to sacrifice before Kali. Isn't it? They found Jad Bharat. Huh? So, sitting there, guarding, this watching the over cornfield. You understand? Looking very stout, strong, stout. Huh?
It's like a scarecrow.
Do you understand? Yes. So they thought, well, this is a nice human being. So Kali will be very much pleased if you sacrifice him. They took him. He went with him without protest. They bathed him, put on new clothes, put on vermilion, and they brought him before Kali. Do you understand? And said, now you bow down like this. He bowed down. Without protest, he bowed down. Then they drew out their swords to chop off his head. But Kali thought, what these rascals are doing? Such a simple-hearted person who is completely surrendered, going to kill him. Kali came out from that murti, and Kali had swords in her hands, chopped up the heads of these rascals, these Kali worshippers. How he's protected. Without protest, he did what they said. You understand? It was very simple at heart. He surrendered. You understand? That story he said. And immediately that young lady started chanting, hurry, hurry. Yes, what do you say?
I have a question.
Yeah.
You said originally, why is it that some people are attracted to come here in Christian conscious and others aren't? And the answer was because some have faith and some don't.
I said some are simple-hearted, some are crooked.
What's the origin, what's the cause of some being simple-hearted, some being crooked?
That is up to you.
That's up to God. That's where we have
you see, it's child. Child is not crooked. Child is very simple, but when he grows up and associates with crooked persons, he develops crookedness.
So it's association?
Yes. That's a question of association. Definitely.
Well, where is free will? Free will. You could go one step back, because you were taking it step by step back, openly to faith, and with the quality of faith.
Yes.
But then one could say, what generates desire in the living being? Because we all have our free will. So why is someone simple, and why is someone crooked? So what is the cause of...
This is the quality, you see. Simplicity and duplicity, you see, is originally... Child is very simple. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. That is, what you say, Divya Guna. Godly quality, transcendent quality. That's quality. It's with you. It's with you as a soul. But this due to association and develops crookedness. Develops crookedness. So sadhu sangha is required. Sadhu sangha is required.
Just as my association one becomes crooked, my association one becomes simple.
And what sadhu does, sadhu first inculcates sraddha. First inculcate Shraddha. Otherwise, he will not teach anything. Shraddhavana janekara nama upadesa. And we have that nama aparad, isn't it? Out of 10 nama aparadas, we have this thing. Those who are faithless, don't give them this harinam. Isn't it? Then offense will be there. So what sadhu does, what my guru did, he came to this Western world, very crooked persons, materialistic persons, no faith at all in Shastra. Isn't it? What he did? He came with one pair of this kartha, and he went to that, what a park? Hippies are rolling there, naked. He chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Pure devotee chant, this transcendental sound vibration touches the ear. Then thereby he inculcates Shraddha. He inculcates Shraddha. The hippies come to know, oh, what is that? Like a poisonous snake. Poisonous snake. When the snake charmer chants Krishna Lila, he raises his its food and plays. So charming is Krishna so attractive. If pure devotee chants, then this crooked person's hippies will also be attracted. This is such effect of this transcendental sound vibration. Therefore, first Adhu Shraddha, first inculcate Shraddha. Sadhu, Vaishnava, Mahajana, first they do this thing. Do you understand, Badrinath? That is needed. Therefore, we have this Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan, open, go out, chant loudly. Let it touch there, here. And we chant with microphone. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
So, if you're a child, they can be very easily misled.
Yes.
So doesn't that simplicity leave a person open to be misled by...
Don't think so. If you are simple, you can develop unflinching faith in Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Krishna. Then you will be very easily surrendered. Then you will be protected. I spoke the story of Jada Bharat, how he was protected. Do you understand? You'll be protected. You'll never be misled. Krishna will protect you. Do you understand? Krishna will protect you. Krishna knows who is pure, who is impure. You don't know. But you have simple faith. You are putting simple faith. And you putting faith in the words of Krishna and Krishna. And Krishna knows. He is there in your heart. Oh, he has put simple faith, complete dependence on me, the Krishna will protect you, will never be misled, as Jada Bharat was protected. Do you understand? You put faith, simple faith, rest assured, rest assured, rest assured. If some tinge of duplicity is there, Krishna will never help you. Do you understand, Mother? Yes. Krishna knows your heart, what is there in your heart. No tinge of duplicity there in the heart. So simple heart, clean heart.
Saying Krishna won't help you if you have duplicity?
Yes, will never help you. You'll be cheated. Definitely. Definitely. Yes.